Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or there's some issue you're dealing with, some personal issue that's kind of troubling, well, we'd love to hear from you right now, and we'll be glad to talk it through on today's edition of Basic Gospel. And that number, 844-322-2742, is available right now. The lines are wide open. Again, the number, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. You know, oftentimes people will call in to the broadcast or call in for counseling or that sort of thing, and they will make a statement like this: God just doesn't know how I feel. He just doesn't know what I'm going through. And when you read the Bible, you realize that that's not a true statement. God does know what we're going through. God does understand. God knows exactly what we feel. And Jesus the same way. And here in Hebrews chapter 4, we read some very comforting passages. It starts in verse 14, Hebrews chapter 4. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. So here we see a statement of victory, that Jesus has gone through something. He's passed through the heavens, and he stands victorious. And that's our Jesus. That's our high priest. So let us hold fast our confession. He's the one that we're going to trust. He's the one that we're going to lean into. He's the one that we're going to rely upon in every single situation. And then it goes on to say, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So Jesus Christ spent a time here on planet Earth. He inhabited a body. He became flesh and blood and dwelt among us, and he was subject to the temptations of this world. We read about those temptations when he was taken out to the wilderness and Satan just laid out everything before him and tempted him like no other human being has ever been tempted. Yet Jesus withstood the entire arsenal, the entire weaponry that Satan had at his disposal. You know, oftentimes we think, you know, Satan's really hitting us hard, and he's just using conventional weapons. Yeah. As far as Jesus was concerned, he brought out the atomic stuff, the nuclear bombs. And Jesus said no. Jesus withstood the temptation. So he understands what we're going through. He understands what it means to be tempted by Satan himself, what it means to be tempted by the things of this world. So he is able to sympathize with us. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows exactly what we're experiencing. Yet he was without sin. So as a result of the fact that we have this high priest that has gone through the heavens, has had this victorious moment that he has overcome the world, and the one who went through the world system and experienced all the temptations that you and I will ever experience, here's the conclusion. Let us therefore then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. All of us have times of need. We're human beings. We can't make it just on our own in this world. We need help. We need encouragement. And we have the best of both in the person of Jesus Christ. We have him victorious. We have him sympathizing and compassionate. And we can trust him. We can go boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that in our time of need, we're going to receive mercy and grace to get us through whatever situation that we find ourselves in. So if you're looking for an advocate, if you're looking for someone that truly understands you, look no further than the person of Jesus Christ. He is able to sympathize with you. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're feeling at any given moment and why you're feeling that way.
Yeah.
So recognize that. And he's not condemning you for those feelings. He's not going to beat you up or berate you or any of those sort of things. When you go boldly to his throne of grace, guess what you're going to receive? Grace and mercy in your time of need.
And that is a great message, Bob. Thank you for that. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear from you on those phones right now at 844-322-2742. That's why we are here with a live broadcast every day, so that you can call in and get your question answered, or we can discuss your particular personal issue with you. And we would love to do that. Not that we love you having a personal issue, but we would be glad to discuss it with you and take you into the Word of God for the solution to that. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And friends, you've heard us say it many, many times, and it remains true. Without your faithful support, this ministry called Basic Gospel could not be here. But you have given, sometimes sacrificially, and all of us here at the ministry are grateful that you have made it possible for us to proclaim the name above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what a privilege that is. So let's all keep doing what we've been doing, and if you're new to Basic Gospel, we would be privileged anew for you to stand with us in support of this New Covenant Grace message in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can make a gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. That's our website, of course, basicgospel.net. We would love for you to stand with us. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742, and we would love to hear from you on this edition.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start with our friend Tracy, listening to us in Kansas. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Bob. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was kind of listening to the program, and I kind of want to tie something in with people that they think along the I put some stuff down on things that happened to me before. And before I met Jesus, I always thought, you know, why do all these things bad happen to me? But then when I wrote everything down and looked back of all the times that I shouldn't be around, that I could have died and didn't, I thought, okay, so Jesus has been with me the whole time, keeping me alive so I could come to him for eternal life, which is really the only thing that matters. I mean, people look at the negative stuff as being punishment or something else. No, he's trying to show you the need of him, not anything else.
Wow, how many people could agree with that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we come to this point in our lives and we receive Jesus, we believe the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we're saved, we're born again. And from that point forward, we kind of experience the love of God and we experience the faithfulness of God to us. And oftentimes we forget, well, there was a faithfulness of God that was active, that was operative before we came to know the Lord. And oftentimes when we look back and we see our past through God's perspective, it's just a wow moment for us. I mean, we just get overwhelmed by the fact that God's hand was there all of that time. And he orchestrated the events of our lives in such a way that we came to that point and we received him. So God was at work in our lives and in our circumstances long before we received the good news of Jesus Christ. He was preparing us for that moment, for that significant event, and then to move us forward so that we could truly enjoy the fullness of his life here and now. So, Tracy, you had that great experience to really look back and to see the faithfulness of God, and it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not something you can really explain in words. I mean, because if I didn't come to know Christ, I was always going to think everything bad happens to me. That's just the way things are, and that's not true. And for anyone listening to the station or anyone listening to this, they have to understand that's not true at all. That's not God. God is a loving God, forgiving, merciful. He wants you to come to him. But, you know, it's hard to see it from a perspective of not having Christ in your life. It's really impossible. It really is.
Yes.
I mean, you really have to have Jesus with you. You're not going to see that. And that's the importance of having him, I feel like. I mean, you say eternal life and say this, but there's so much more to it than just that. I mean, life itself, perspective, your heart being totally changed, having a new heart, having a new attitude, having a new way of seeing things. It's a total renewing, I should say. but
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have eyes that are controlled by sin. Sin kind of gives us a perspective on life and why things happen. That's before we come to know Jesus. And when we come to know Jesus, we're given new eyes. And now we can see things from his perspective, through his eyes, through the lens of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And everything comes into clear focus at that particular moment in time. Before that, everything was kind of blurred, was distorted. We didn't really know what ultimate reality was. But now all that has changed. We can certainly see clearly through the eyes of the good news of Jesus Christ. So, Tracy, glad you're seeing with 2020 spiritual vision, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, thanks for letting me call and talk to you guys. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Take care.
Call anytime, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, Bob, we have this question from Jennifer, who's watching us on our YouTube feed today. So, Jennifer, hi. We're glad that you were with us. But you want to know about Matthew 7, verse 6. Can you explain Matthew 7, verse 6? Well, here's what that passage says. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. So this is part of that Sermon on the Mount. And it's a sermon that's filled with various nuggets. And this is one of those particular passages. He starts by talking about judging others, that we're to judge not, that we so that we may not be judged. For the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. And so I think that statement is just really talking about, you know, truly the enemies of the gospel, those who are standing in direct rebellion to the gospel. We want to change them. We want to do all of these things. And it's saying just be careful. And I think that's the best way to interpret this particular passage. I mean, Peter picks up on that and says, you know, a dog returns to its vomit, and it's just showing the nature, the essence of that. We can clean it up on the outside. We could make it look religious. We could make it all of those things, but it's still the same essence on the inside. And I think that's what this is saying here. Be careful. Now, we also know that, you know, for example, Paul in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, he has some pretty harsh words in that particular chapter. And as a matter of fact, he uses the word dogs. And let me just read that. And I think this will kind of tie this together. It says, look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh, for we are the real circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God. So there are some that are going to try to turn the kingdom of God, the message of grace, into a works-based religion. They're going to inundate you with rules and regulations. They're going to say to you that unless you follow the customs of Moses, unless you submit to circumcision, if you're a male, unless you do this, you can't really be a part of the people of God. And so Paul calls them dogs. Beware of the dogs who mutilate the flesh. And that's what he was referring to, those who, out of Judaism, were trying to make Gentiles become like them as far as following the customs of Moses. And I think this is kind of tied in. I think Jesus and Paul are kind of connecting dots here, that this is what he's talking about. Don't give dogs what is holy and throw pearls before pigs. They've just returned to their old essence, and so it's just a word of warning about those who will trample underfoot and turn and attack you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and we've seen that. We have seen that in our many years of ministry. You know, pour your life into somebody else's, and they never really receive the message for what it is. And then when things get tough, they turn against you. And we've seen a whole bunch of that in our years of ministry. So I think this is just a warning. So, Jennifer, hope that is helpful. Good question. Appreciate that.
844-322-2742. We have time on the clock. We have open lines for you. 844-322-2742. And as we've said before, YouTube videos have become an important part of what Bob Christopher and Basic Gospel offer free of charge to everyone. You know, we take seriously the challenges facing our families and our friends in the world today, so to help everyone come to a clear understanding, not only of the issues that we face every day, but why we face them, well, Bob has produced literally dozens of insight-filled videos that you can access anytime. The most, one of the most recent editions is his video called Can a Christian Fall from Grace? But there are many others as well, like What is the Gift of Prophecy? Can a Christian receive the mark of the beast? And what is the judgment seat of Christ? And you'll find them all on our YouTube channel. That's at basicgospel.net/YouTube. And I suspect you might be having one soon.
Yes, we're going to do one on the resurrection. You know,
right.
As far as an event in human history, that is an event that has been discussed and debated. Did it actually happen? How do we know? What's the evidence? Skeptic after skeptic has gone after Christianity, and the way they've gone after Christianity is to try to disprove the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to show that it actually did not happen. But many of those skeptics, in examining the evidence, had their whole minds and hearts changed.
Yeah.
And so they went from being a skeptic to being a ardent follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and fully passionately proclaiming the resurrection. So we're going to do a video on that, examine some of the evidence that's available to make the case for the resurrection. And then we're going to look at the personal implications of the resurrection on our life. I think the real evidence is what the truth of the resurrection does inside of us.
Yeah.
And so when we couple the evidence, the historical evidence, and the personal transformation that takes place, we've got a powerful piece of proof to show that indeed Jesus Christ, in fact, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians, in fact, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
Yes, indeed. So, friends, be watching for that new video when it is posted. And in the meantime, you can access, as I said, literally dozens of other videos when you visit our YouTube channel. That's basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, Bob, we had this question from Facebook viewer David. He says, what does the Bible have to say about blame and guilt? Specifically, he says, when someone you care about shuts you out of their life, and when they've found out something about you in the past that has hurt them. It is something they would have needed to know eventually, but I wasn't ready to tell them. So what does the Bible have to say about blame and guilt?
Well, it has a lot to say about blame and guilt. You know, our enemy plays the blame game all the time.
Yeah.
He makes accusations against us, and he uses those accusations in a way that turns our minds away from the truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
And we experience fear and all kinds of negative emotions as a result of that. But here's the truth. I mean, we have to come to a point and realize that we were to blame and that we were guilty as charged. So there's this idea of guilt, and you know, the fact that I've actually done something. So if you were arrested for a crime, you would be put in jail, and then a trial date would be set, and at that trial, evidence would be presented. Now, as a U.S. citizen, you're going to be presumed innocent until the evidence proves otherwise. So the jury of your peers is going to hear the evidence that is presented, and then they're going to make a decision. And they're going to decide whether you actually committed that crime or whether you didn't commit the crime. Well, if you actually did it, then you're guilty.
Yeah.
You're guilty of committing that crime. Well, Jesus recognizes that all of us were guilty. Guilty as charged. All of us were sinners. All of us had missed the mark. And so he took our sins, those acts that we were guilty of, he took our sins away from us, placed it upon himself, and he died in our place. So he stepped into our shoes and took our punishment for us. So the guilt, yes, that was ours. We were guilty of sin. We committed those acts. We did the crime, and there was certainly sufficient evidence against us on every count, on every mark of sin. But Jesus gladly took those sins away from us, and he took the punishment. So now we are set free because Jesus took the punishment for us. So we can enjoy this relationship with God in a sense, in a state of blamelessness. Why? Because that's what God made. That's what God did for us. He makes us holy and blameless in his sight through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. On our own, we did have blame, we did have guilt, but now through Jesus, he took all of that away, sent it as far as the east is from the west, and now we stand before him as holy and blameless. That's the good news.
Yes.
So that's our freedom in Christ. That's our confidence that we have in Christ, knowing that the blood of Jesus did something for us that we could not do for ourselves. Now, that's the foundation for relationships that we have one with another. So if you're in a relationship with someone, hopefully that relationship is built upon the good news of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus has forgiven our sins, the fact that Jesus has cleansed us, the fact that Jesus sees us as holy and blameless in his sight.
Yeah.
So if you have a relationship built upon those truths, standing on that foundation, then when you talk to one another about things that have happened to you in the past, then you can listen to what is being said through God's perspective.
Right.
And instead of judging and instead of getting hurt over those things, you can actually respond with a sense of sympathy, with a sense of compassion, and can really allow something that was hurtful and disappointing in your life become a tool that can draw you together closer.
Absolutely.
So talk through this foundation issue of what Christ has done as far as your blame and guilt is concerned through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Good advice, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Please remember that Basic Gospel is indeed a listener-supported program, and we ask you to support this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts. And when you make your gift, we have a copy of a rich resource for you. It's called The New Covenant Journey, written by Bob Christopher, to help you live your life in Jesus Christ to the very fullest. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow as we continue in that rich and excellent study called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, right here on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.